What about the issue of hypertension? What have you experienced in terms of that in the metastatic setting, and how do you think it's going to work in the adjuvant situation in these trials?
I think hypertension is going to be an issue in the adjuvant setting because it's common. And my experience with bevacizumab, as in the clinical trials, development of hypertension is common, and the adding drugs or starting antihypertensive agents is very common. So again, if we harken back to the adjuvant setting, we're treating a lot of patients, and a certain percentage of them are going to get hypertension. We don't know really if that's going to be sustained hypertension, but you couple hypertension with the possibility of some cardiotoxicity becomes an issue. And what's going to happen 10, 15 years down the line from patients that are rendered hypertensive, even if it's briefly, in the setting of possible cardiotoxic agents is completely unknown. So I think we're going to have a concerted safety approach to these adjuvant trials, and I'm sure they will be designed looking for late effects, not only from the hypertension, but from any other vascular effects that could occur later.